You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace. Hi everyone, it's Eve here. Today is day 3 of my favorite Radio Headspace episodes, and we are digging into something I think is really important. The episode is called The Courage to Ask for Help. I feel like generally speaking, when people say, "Hey, how are you?" the answer is either, "Yeah, I'm fine," or "Good," even if you're not feeling that way at all, because it can be scary to tell the truth. But I think this is something we can reframe. We're so quick to think that if we say, "I don't understand," or "I'm struggling," we'll feel really judged. But if we remind ourselves that everyone will struggle to varying degrees at some point, we're actually being compassionate towards those around us and ourselves. And it also sends a message that it's okay to ask for help. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, it's Eve here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. I thought today I would share a wonderful story that I read recently about what can happen when we say, "Hey, watch out for me. I'm struggling today." I don't know about you, but I love reading. I love books. And I have a huge stack of books by my bed. What can I say? I love a good story. So get comfortable, settle in, it's story time. One of the books I have is called Letters to Sam, and it's by a psychologist and family therapist called Dr. Daniel Gottlieb. I cannot recommend it enough. Dr. Gottlieb had a terrible accident over 30 years ago, which left him paralyzed from the chest down. And at 14 months old, his grandson, Sam, was diagnosed with a severe form of autism. And this book is a series of letters from Dr. Gottlieb to his grandson, Sam.
And there are so many wonderful letters, but one in particular really stood out to me. So this one particular story is called Give Kindness a Chance. And it tells of how Dr. Gottlieb was travelling back from a conference on a very stormy and windy day. So he drives a modified van that means he is able to drive. But when the weather is bad, he drives very slowly. And on this particular day, he did have to get onto the freeway. And he immediately expected folks to beep at him, tailgate him, or throw him the finger as he was driving so slowly. However, on the day in question, he did something he had never done before. And he drove with his flashes on. He was intentionally letting people know that something was not quite right. And instead of people getting cross and angry with him for slowing things down, they gave him a wide berth. They gave him space. All because he let them know that all was not well. But it really made me think about how often we don't put the flashes on when maybe we do need help. I'll read one quote from the story, and it says, "I really believe the world might be a safer place if everyone who felt vulnerable wore flashes that said, 'I have a problem and I am doing the best I can.'" Having learned the hard way in many scenarios, I really do feel the same way as Dr. Gottlieb, that the world would be a safer and kinder place if we were able to sometimes put our flashes on. It can be hard to do this at times, though, as it's very easy to pile on the self-judgment that if we do ask for help, we'll be somehow judged because of it. But in asking for help, you're actually showing yourself a lot of compassion. It takes courage to raise your hand to say, "Hey, I'm struggling." But I think when we do that, it shows to other people that everyone is going to struggle from time to time, and that we are all going to need a helping hand at some point in our lives. So the next time you are struggling with something, whether it is physical or emotional, perhaps consider what would happen if you said, "You know what? All is not well. I need some help." I hope you enjoyed today. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.